Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and I am coming to you tonight with part two of our four-part series dealing with the loss of a loved one. We're actually excited about joining on the line tonight. We have some tickets that we're giving away, and these are actually Natural to Life tickets, and this is to our event that we're having in July the 11th, and this is a all-day expo including hair, talent, and fashion. So if you would like to win some tickets tonight, you can give us a call. We're going to have a question-and-answer session, and that's going to be so exciting. So if you could give us a call when I tell you, then we're going to try to win those tickets tonight. All right, and then also we have some topics that we're going to talk about dealing with the loss of a loved one and how to cope and also how to deal with the grieving stages as well as what are the stages of grief we talked about last week. So I'm not going to be with you long. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the topic. Do want to go ahead and start out with the prayer, and then we'll talk more about the tickets that we're giving away and when to call in. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our health, our strength, God. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for being a God of second chances, God. We thank you for being a perfect God, God. We thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, God. We thank you for learning how to communicate and deal with grieving tonight, God. And I ask you for a special prayer, God. I ask that you use my mouth as a vessel to let people know what thus says the Lord in this situation, God, when people are dealing with the grieving stages and how to overcome these stages. God, I thank you again, and I ask that you continue to watch over us and continue to bless us and cover us with your sweet protection. In the name of Jesus, I pray to you. Amen. Okay. So what I was talking about the tickets, is that we have a lot of people starting to respond to our request as far as sponsorships, and we would love you to come out to have fun with us, and we're going to open up the phone lines in a few minutes. We're asking questions and getting everything in order. So if you could bear with, I have the topic here, how to deal with the grief, how to deal with grief and how to cope with loss and how to help those that are dealing with the loss. Okay. So we were talking last week about the stages. The stages are denial, numbness, and shock. And we were also talking about bargaining, depression, anger, and acceptance. I had a question, how do we react to grief and loss? And there are specific stages to grief and how it reflects common reactions that people have as they try to make sense of a loss. So an important part of the healing process is feeling and accepting the emotions that come as a result of the loss. Okay, so we did talk about what grief was, and if you don't remember, grief is a natural response to death or loss. Okay, so the grieving process is an opportunity to appropriately mourn a loss and to deal and to heal from it. The process is helped when you acknowledge grief, find support, and allow time for grief to work. Okay, and statistically, I believe I told you last time that each year between 5% and 9% of the population loses a close family member. So that's not the only kind of loss that can also cause people grief. And we talked about that. Those grieving stages of a loss could also be of a loved one, separation, a loss of a job, position, or income, a pet dying or running away, kids leaving home, and other major lifestyle changes such as getting divorced, moving, or retiring. Okay, so while we all feel grief and loss, each of us in unique ways. We cope with our feelings. And some people have healthy coping skills, and they're able to feel grief without losing sight of their daily responsibilities, but others cannot, okay? And so those are when support is needed, and that loved one that's close to them needs to be able to recognize the stages of grief and be able to help them become a better person or get back on task and to allow them to understand and to grieve healthy, okay? So how we react to grief and loss, and I did tell you those stages, and we can sometimes go back and return to earlier stages of grief, such as depression or anger, and that's because there are no rules or time limits to the grieving process, and everyone's healing process will be different, okay? So the main thing you don't want to do is ignore your grief, okay? A myth people may have about facing grief is that you ignore your feelings or sweep them under the rug and they will simply just go away. So you can go on with your life. You can go back to work and act like nothing has happened, but in the long run, there's only going to delay your pain and make you drag out all the sad, bitter, angry, or hurt feelings that are welling up inside you. So the first thing you should do is admit that you're in a terrible pain, admit it to yourself, to your friends, and to your support network, and then take it from there. Okay? Does anyone else know how to cope with grief? If you can give me one of one way that you can cope with grief, and that will be caller number 2. You're going to get those tickets to the Natural to Life Fashion, Hair, and Talent Expo happening July the 11th. And we want to give those tickets out to you. And these are front row tickets at the Naomi Bruton Theater, the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. All right, and we're taking caller number 2. Okay, we have a caller. This caller number 2, can I have your name? Hello, this caller number 2, can I have your name?
Hi, Yolanda, this is Latasha.
Hey, Latasha, how are you tonight?
I'm good, I'm listening.
Great. Well, guess what? You want some tickets.
You have some tickets?
Yeah, you want some tickets. You got some front row seat tickets to the Naomi Bruton Theater. We're having the Natural to Life Fashion and Hair Show Expo. Who can I take with you?
I don't know. I'm not sure just yet. But you
okay.
Said it was July the 11th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So
hey.
Do I stay on this number to listen further or do I stay online?
You can either stay on the number that just called in or you can get back on the streaming live on the internet. So I did have a question for you. Can you answer one of the ways to deal with grief for me? Do you have a way that you've particularly been able to deal with the grief?
Well, when I deal with the grief, any grief that I have, the first thing I do naturally is cry. But I understand that it's better to talk to friends. and family and help them, I mean, help, let them help me talk out how I feel instead of bottling it in.
That's awesome. But you know what? It does tell you you can cry. Grieving and crying is a part of grieving, and it's good to get that out by crying. So there's no limit of how many tears a person can cry before they cease to be productive. And if you feel like crying, just get it out your system and cry again whenever you feel like it. So obviously it's more convenient if you can cry, mostly when you're not alone and not fall victim to the tears in public. But if you do, it's not the end of the world, and people will understand. So don't think that your tears are slowing you down or keeping you from move on. Cry and get it out. And like you said, going around friends and family can help you, because you're not alone when you're crying. And sometimes when we cry, we can get suicidal, and that's even worse. So it's good to be in company of a friend that you feel comfortable crying around. That way they can make sure that you're safe when you're crying. You don't want to be driving and then, you know, cry, or that could be risky. You understand?
Yeah.
So, well, like right. You were right.
I like music, too.
You like music, too? That's also a good way to deal with grief, listening to music and just, you know, a favorite song or something like that. So you're totally right. Did you want to give some more pointers, or is that all? We'd like to have you maybe call in and be a host on the show. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. Well, good. I'm going to I have your number, so you can either stay online and I'll get with you after the show to get your tickets to you. And then meet up somewhere where we can get those tickets, okay?
Okay.
So you can keep holding on and listening, or you can hang up and listen from your internet, okay? Also, let other people know about us. Tell them that we're on the air every Monday, and Monday night at 7, and we'll be giving out the tickets until July. And so we would love everybody to listen and join us for a brief discussion. It's just 1 hour, so if they have time, you know, invite as many people as you can to listen. And then we also have the recording that if you didn't get to hear tonight, you can also replay this episode in the future.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, thank you so much, Natasha. Appreciate it. Love you.
No problem. Thank you, and love you too.
Okay.
I'm going to stay on the line.
All right. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, thanks. We want to, Natasha, for calling in, and we want to acknowledge that she got a chance to express what she felt was a great way to deal with grief, and she was totally right. There's really no wrong way to deal with grief except for unsafe ways. The next one I was going to talk to you about was finding comfort in your faith. So if you adhere to a specific religion, this could be a time to get even more invested in your faith and your religious community. You may want to talk to a pastor or a rabbi if you're Jewish, or other religious leader that could help you find comfort and attend services and events held by your religious group. You can also meet new people who have suffered or is offering a comfort support group, and just spend more time focusing on your faith and your religious beliefs, and that can lead you to comfort as well. You can also join a support group, and in the support groups, they are filled with people who are suffering from similar losses and who can share their pain and understand yours. And you may feel that you don't have many friends or family members to turn to because they don't know what you're going through because they have never suffered a similar loss. But no matter how many or well-meaning they may be, support groups can give you access to people who are suffering in a similar way, though, of course, no one can feel the exact same pain as another person, okay? And I don't think, like, losing a loved one, someone's mother losing a loved one could be different from another person losing a mother because they interaction relationship-wise or personal experiences with that person based on how you feel, it may be different from theirs. Like one family member can suffer more or less than a different family member because the dealings or the situational or the relationship that they had with that person that they lost. Okay, and the support group helps to build a new routine, and it gets you the help that you need. Okay, but support groups aren't for everybody, and if you join one and you just didn't feel like it was making an impact, it's okay to leave too. Okay, so another way is to get help from a therapist or a grief counselor, okay? And in my profession and what I do as a health coach, I tend to counsel with people on different aspects of their life. And spirituality is one, a joy level, relationship level is another, the education career, you know, just a whole different circle of holistic abilities I tend to help people with. So that's where I come in, and that's where I want to help, and that's why I'm giving this series, because I want to be a help to people who's going through this, and they could get a therapist or they can call a holistic health coach. Any one of us is willing and able to help you, especially if you are a part of our program. And we do refer, if it's beyond our scope of practice, we do refer further. Okay, and these feelings you can help you to share with those people or people like me is because they're professional and they don't know you on a personal level, and this can help you sort out your feelings and get more advice from a trusted source. Okay, you may also just want to talk and can feel less restricted if you are sharing feelings with a person who doesn't know the other person or inside or outside of the office. Okay, so don't think that getting professional help means that you have a problem or that you're weak. It's just a sign of strength and admitting that you need further help. So it's actually strength in seeking help. All right. Another way is telling your coworkers what's going on. Though you don't have to tell your boss the or all your colleagues in your job, all the details of what happened, but just keeping them in the loop will let you know or let them know that you may need to take some time off or that you may be struggling to perform as well as you can because you're dealing with something that's, needing a little bit extra care or treatment. So don't worry about making people feel a little awkward or uncomfortable around you. That's only a small risk. It's much better to put it all out in the open instead of struggling to smile through difficult work or a day where you can barely force yourself in your emails. So forcing yourself back into work too early or too soon can be risky because you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to be an underperformer because you can't perform at your best ability and you're trying to cope and you're dealing with the loss of a loved one and you can't even barely function. So you're not good for the job, you're not good for yourself. So it's good to talk to those people around you, your coworkers, friends and family, and let them know what's really going on. And like I said, just losing someone to death is not the only way to deal with grief. It's more than one way, and some people don't realize that. So it's good for those who are with a loved one or supportive to a loved one that has lost someone to know exactly how to, not exactly, but more closer to knowing exactly what to do and say to a person that is experiencing grief. Okay, not to rush them back. Oh, you know, it's time for you to go back to work. You know, the bills need to be paid. It's just time for you to just kind of pick up that slack there for a little while and let them be, you know, until they can get it together. Because like I was saying earlier, there's no time limit on grieving, you know. And if you rush through grief too fast, then you can regress back to the grieving process and it could be a bad situation. Okay, so I want to ask another caller in caller number two. What is another way to deal with grief? There are several different ways. So if we have someone else to call in, we go ahead and get them on the line. Now, the number to call is, in case you didn't get the numbers, area code 516-531-9837. And if you go ahead and call in and you're caller number two, you can also win two tickets to the Natural to Life Hair and Fashion Expo. It's going to be a big thing. We're going to have a talent competition, Apollo style. You get to root for your favorite performer for that night. During the day, we have a whole panel of experts that's going to be talking about hair. We're giving away hair products. We're giving away trophies. We're giving away cash. I mean, this is going to be the biggest event of 2015. So the Gift of Life is sponsoring this. It's a fundraiser, and it's going to be a really, really wonderful event. We've already given out two tickets, our first two tickets of the month, and we're going to be giving out tickets all month long and all the way up until July. So if you call in every Monday night, we're going to be online and on the air streaming live from 7 to 8 p.m., and we're giving out tickets to this expo for callers that call in and participate. Now, you have to answer a question, but you will be guaranteed to get those tickets. And these are front row tickets. These are not balcony seats. These are front in the front, special VIP member tickets. Okay. Any questions? I don't seem to have a caller, but if you want to Facebook somebody, let them know, call us, call somebody up, have them to call us and give us a way, one way you can deal with grief or help a loved one deal with grief tonight. All right, the phone lines are open, and I'll give you a few more minutes, and we'll go ahead and jump back in on a discussion, coping with grief and dealing with the loss of a loved one, episode two, part two of a four-part series tonight. I just love being on air. It's so relaxing, and everybody can call us and ask questions if they want, and no one's judging, no one online. We're all having fun and want to have fun with you tonight, so just call us up and give us a quick answer to our question, how to deal with the loss of a loved one, how to cope with grief. What is one way you cope with grief when you've lost a loved one or someone you know has lost a loved one? How do you deal with that person? All right. All right, well, since we don't have any callers at this time, I'm going to go ahead and get back into the episode, and we'll wait on for the next go-round for our ticket giveaway in the next 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes. So what I was going to continue saying, how to deal with grief, is get some proper rest, get proper sleep. It's important. It may sound kind of funny, but you got to make sure that you get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every day. And this is one of the most important things you can do to take care of yourself during difficult times like this. Chances are you're staying up all night, you're worrying about the person that have gone or passed away, or about the job you lost or the extra income, and you may not be getting a proper amount of sleep. And a lot of people spend over 14 hours a day in bed because they can't make themselves get up to face the day. Some try to find a balance by getting enough sleep, but not too much, okay? So even getting too much sleep can be a problem. So you don't want to spend too much, like 14 hours a day in the bed, but you want to make sure you get at least 7, 8, okay? So if you're having a sleeping problem, take it easy on caffeine. Try to eliminate the caffeine intake. I try to say if you're having difficulty sleeping, I recommend a chamomile tea. It's a great non-medical drink that you can take that will help you get your rest. And maybe there's a nighttime tea we do all the time in our holistic society. We talk about it, promote it a lot. Try not to take pills. You know, sleeping pills can lead to overdose situation. We don't want you to do that. We want you to, you know, talk to your doctor about it. But if you can find a natural way to get some sleep, that'll be even better. All right. So another way that I'm going to talk to you about was staying physically healthy. People who cope with grief tend to stop looking after their health, and then they sometimes barely eat right, or they eat one meal a day because they're so sad, or they're thinking about the loss of a loved one, and maybe they could, you know, be suffering already from a health problem, and they may even feel grief so bad to the point to where they stop feeling like they have a motive to live. And we all want to have that drive to continue to live on even through the loss of a loved one or a lost situation, okay? So making sure that when you're around someone, if you're the person who's dealing with a person who has lost a loved one, you want to make sure that they're eating properly, that they're eating three meals a day, that they're getting enough sleep, that they're staying physically active and healthy, okay? Because they may not be thinking about those things, and it's really imperative to think on their behalf for them, because their minds could be kind of, I'm not saying gone, but in a zone to where they feel like they have no hope to live for. And that's when you still want to get extra help from a therapist or a psychiatrist when it gets to that point, or if it has gotten to that point already. So maybe if they're so sad they can't eat one meal a day, or they can't bring themselves to shopping for food or cooking like they normally would, that's where you can step in and say, hey, I'll cook dinner for you, or let me take you out to dinner. I know you're going through this. You don't want them to go through grieving alone, okay? All right, so be a good friend and make those meals for that person that's going through that grief process. Try to exercise. So at least one time a week, okay? Ideally, it would be good to exercise every day or every other day if you can. Even taking a walk for like 30 minutes a day will make you feel stronger and will help you to improve your mood. Ideally, for those who have who are dealing with someone who has lost someone, you can encourage them to stay fit by exercising. Maybe you can go walk with them or ask them to go for a walk with you, and maybe they could get a chance to talk or express themselves, or maybe even let them cry. And if they want to be alone, you know, send them on a gym membership to the gym and allow them to work, exercise their way to coping with whatever is going on with them. All right. So, any means, staying away from alcohol is very important until you're feeling more stable. Some people may disagree with me. Some people may say, well, I need a drink because, you know, I'm dealing with all of these, you know, these emotions. I just lost this job, or I just lost my family member, and I need this drink. Well, staying away from alcohol is the best bet, because alcohol is a depressant, and it could make matters worse. Also, looking after your mental health. So everyone reacts to grief differently, and it's great if you're already seeking a counselor, but you need to check in with yourself to make sure you're not feeling overwhelmingly depressed, okay? Some people that deal with grief can fall into an episode of depression, okay, or anxiousness or angry. So talk to your doctor or your mental health care professional to see if you're unable to do anything and you can barely leave the house, or you're starting to feel really bad anxiety or anger about your every move or every day, okay? So do an inner self-check. And for those who are living with a person that's dealing with grief, make sure you do a daily check with them to see how their day is going, or if they're crying every day or sad every day or can't eat or sleep at least twice or three times a week. Then they may be falling into depression, and you want to seek outside help if they're not already seeking that help. All right, so I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines for another caller to see if they can win tickets tonight. And we're going back into the studio, and if you are on the line and you want to win tickets for our event, or you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to come July the 11th, we're having a Natural to Life Fashion and Hair Show. We're giving out VIP tickets, front row tickets, to caller number 2. If that's you and you want to join us, please give us a call. The call-in number is 516-531-9837. Again, 516-531-9837. We don't have much time left on the air tonight, but we will be giving out tickets every Monday night until July 11th. So give us a call. Okay, we don't want to hold up the phone lines for too much longer, but I don't have a caller number 2, so we're going to keep on writing in for continuation of our topic so that we can move right along. How to deal with grief, okay? The next part was spending some time outdoors. I love outdoors. And sometimes it makes you feel so much happier just to go out, walk around the park, get some fresh air. So instead of sulking on the inside of the house or in your room, take a 20-minute walk, like I was saying earlier. Maybe go to the grocery store instead of driving, or sit on the back porch when you're, you know, reading instead of standing in the bed. These small changes can make a big difference in your life. Okay. Do some activities in an attempt to get over your grief. A lot of people just sit and don't want to do anything, and that could, you know, lead to further depression. So sitting and constantly thinking about the grief would only bring more grief. So instead of doing that, you want to do something productive and some activities that you enjoy doing. One of them is meditate. Okay, so one of the purposes of meditation is to help find the inner strength inside of your soul or yourself, okay, and you're not conscious about it. So this inner strength can be extremely useful to feel and become strong from the inside. So meditating just about 10 minutes can be very beneficial. You can play some good music, and I know our caller Latasha told us earlier that she likes to listen to music. That was exactly right. Music has an amazing power to change mood instantaneously. So playing some good music and even trying to dance is a good activity to shake off your grief. If you're with someone who is grieving, you can encourage them to go dancing with you or to dance, turn on some music, and just enjoy the music and dance. Okay? So that can help to shake off that extra grief, okay? So, let's see. Does anybody have any more ways to grieve? I want to try to get one more caller in before we go off the air. And I'd like to ask if anyone you know, have suffered from grief and what their outlook or intake about it was. So if we can have another caller, this would be a good time now to call in, 516-531-9837. We want to get some feedback. If you just want to say something or if you want to give us some, you know, corrective criticism on our show or however you can call us, we want to hear from you tonight. All right. Nobody's on. Okay. About two more minutes. We'll come back to the phone lines to finish up this episode two, part two series of dealing with the loss of a loved one, grieving. All right. We're back and we're going to continue where we were left off and go ahead and talk about dealing and coping with grief and how to help someone that is dealing with the grieving process. Okay, we did talk about meditation and some music. Those were the part of the last ones we were talking about. Now we want to talk about journaling. So if you have a journal, a good way to deal with grief and get some things off your mind is journal. At least once every day or every 2 days can help you take stock of your emotions, feel more in control, and feel like you're reflecting on how you're going about your everyday life. You may feel that life has been passing you by since the loss and that you barely have had time to think. And writing in a journal can help you slow down and get in more touch with your emotions. Okay, some people get like a box with old memories or something that reminds you of that person, and you can write that person letters and maybe feel like you're still connected with this person by the items that remind you of that person that you lost or that income or whatever it is. Just journaling that thought or writing down or writing a story or, you know, a get over it letter or a hate letter or whatever it may be to help you to get that person, thing, or place off your mind into paper. That way you can go back and you can always go back a year later or a couple of months later and, you know, look at it, or maybe you could burn it. You know, if you once you write it, you can burn it to help you get over those things. Okay? So the next part was prepare to face your triggers. So grief doesn't move on even, you know, so it doesn't move on like overnight. Now, yes, you will feel worse during some moments that can bring back all that heartache and pain. And that's like the regression I was talking about earlier. But there's triggers that cause those regression periods. So you have to recognize those things. And even people around you need to recognize when you've been triggered, so that they can help you, okay? So moments like holidays, family events, or interactions with other people who remind you of your loss more than others. So maybe if there's a mom and there's Mother's Day, or there's a situation and someone else's mother is going through or whatever, you may want to have something ready in preparation for your loved one that's dealing with the loss of another loved one to be able to help them to cope or get past that loss. Okay, and you know that you're going to face an event or a group of people that will make you think or even more about your loved one. Make sure that you have extra support and an escape plan if one is necessary. So say, for instance, during one of those holidays, you may have something planned for your loved one that can help take their mind off of, you know, what's going on, or do something else to help them focus on something else, or, you know, redirect their, conversations to help them along the lines of, making extra escape plans. Okay, so if you're used to spending Thanksgiving with your loved one is another example, make sure you make alternative plans for where to go months in advance, or you're not home alone during that time. Or not even home alone, but you're in a good environment that's productive and everyone is having fun, okay? So plan ahead. Don't make any big life decisions yet. Wait until you feel calmer and more rational before you make any big decisions if you're grieving. Okay? The loss you're feeling may make you think that it's a high time to ask for a divorce, a job, move across the country, or to do something very dramatic. But you should take some time to reflect before you decide whether or not this is really the best plan for you. Even if you've been thinking about these changes for a long time, it's better to make these decisions with a cool head than to do something you will regret later. Okay? So if you're around a person, like I said before, and you're trying to help them deal with the loss, and they're thinking about selling the house, selling everything in the house that belongs to the person in the family, or moving to another state to be closer to another family member, or something just really big or major, think about it first. Make sure that they're ready to move forward. Make sure that their grieving is not part of the decision to maybe marry or get divorced or quit the job or even start a new job. Like I said, if you're not taking care of yourself first, then you're not good to take care of anything else, because you need to get your mind together and focus on what decisions that's going on in your head. So once you've made a decision in your head, give yourself at least 2 months to act on it, and then when the time rolls around, ask yourself, is it really as good of an idea as it seemed, okay? And then finding a new routine, okay? And let's see how much time we have left. We have about 10 minutes left, and we were talking about finding a routine. If anybody else could call me, call number two, with another way to deal with the dealing with the loss of a loved one, or coping or helping someone else cope, give us a call, and we will give you a chance to answer for two tickets. The phone line for the call in, the number to call in is 516-531-9837. Again, that number is 516-531-9837. So finding a new routine is one way you can rearrange your life by completely dealing with your loss and moving changes you make into the better. Finding a new shop that you could buy clothes at, or finding somewhere to hang out, or reading a book. If you used to go with a loved one to the movies every Thursday night or Friday night, you do not want to go to the movies. You may find you to hang out. You may go to ice skating, or you may want to go somewhere else that doesn't remind you or trigger you of what you used to do with the loved one or ex or that old job. Okay, so you can also find a new schedule that works for you, or pick up a new hobby or interest and throw yourself into it for a few weeks at a time. A new form of exercise, and if it was a place you used to go to, a gym that you used to go to that person with, redirect your life and find a new routine is a great way. And helping someone else find a new routine is also a great way to help someone that is dealing with the loss of a loved one. Also, being patient, okay? So it doesn't mean that you should sit back and wait for the day when your grief magically goes away. Unfortunately, that day probably won't come, but slowly you will realize that you are able to live with your grief and to move forward. So the person that you lost will always be special to you and will always be on your mind, but there will come a day when you no longer be overwhelmed by your loss. Okay, so keep telling yourself that things does and will get better. So it works, and taking care of yourself in the meantime will help you get over person faster. All right, so we want to thank all of our callers. Latasha for calling in. We are down to our last minute of our episode, and I just wanted to say that I'm so thankful for everyone who's listening tonight, even if you call in. We appreciate your time and your effort, and for listening in. We will continue with this series next Monday, and we pray that you all have a wonderful night. Spend time with those you love. Remember, they probably always won't be with you, but cherish the time that you have now. And we will continue this conversation and this discussion next week. And we're also giving away those tickets. So call someone, tell them to call in and answer a question and receive those two free tickets. They will also be on other stations in a couple of weeks, like K104, 105.7, and other stations. But we're giving them out first because they're coming from our direct VIP section. So if you know anyone that wants those tickets, they better get them now from us. And the only way they'll get them is through calling in to our Blog Talk radio station. I am your host, Yolanda Henderson, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and I want to thank you again. Have a great night.